بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم مسجد دار السلام ٹورانٹو کینیڈا سنڈے آفٹر 19th تلابی 29th of August 2010 Every soul has to taste death. Death is a gift for a believer. Illness before death raises the status. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات الموت وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تحفة المؤمن الموت او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected Honorable Ulama'i Kiram, Mashayikh-i Idam, Honorable Qurra, Respected Huffaz, Leaders, Elders of our community, Colleagues, Friends, Young Children in Islam, Honorable Mothers and Sisters, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we completed 23rd juz of the Holy Quran today. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ All praises due to Allah and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Days are going very fast. We won't realize, and tomorrow will be Khatm al-Quran, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the days of Ramadan which are left, grant us the ability to value them and to prepare for them. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last Ashara would approach, shadda mi'zarahu wa ayqadha ahlahu, he would tie his lungi, his tehmand, meaning that he would make his back straight, meaning that he would prepare well for the last 10 days. He would make sure he tires himself out in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only himself, wa ayqadha ahlahu, he would also make sure he makes his family wake up. He makes sure that they stay awake and make sure that they also did the ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the ability to follow the true and the beloved sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The very last verse which our Mawlana Sahib Hafidhahullah recited in the Taraweeh prayer was a great lesson for me and you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Allah says in regards to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Muhammad, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ, you are to die one day. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, and also they are to die one day, the people that reject your message, the people that deny your message, the people that are questioning your risalah, the people that are mocking you, the people that are taunting you. Don't worry, they have to die one day as well. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Allah says in another verse of the Holy Quran, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not decreed for any person that came before you that they are going to live forever. Everybody has been decreed that they are going to die one day. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. But if you die one day, is it that they're going to live forever? They are never going to live forever. Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul is to taste death. وَإِنَّمَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul is to taste death. And every single soul will have to give accounts for what they have done in this world. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, O you people who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, have the conscience of Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, have the realization that Allah is watching you, have the realization that Allah is watching you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. تنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. And every soul should see what they are putting forward for their next life, for their life in the hereafter. والتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. واتق الله. Again Allah says, fear Allah. إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Allah is all aware of what you do. سبحان الله لا إله إلا الله. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are to die, and also they are to die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. And Allah says, then, without a shadow of doubt, on the day of judgment, what you quarrel with each other, will be brought forward and you will see the realization of your argument on the Day of Judgment. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. By your Lord, you will be fighting, you will be arguing with each other. You will be saying, oh Allah, we never heard anything of this nature. We never knew the Rasuls came to us and called us to وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We never heard their call. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُوا. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and you will become successful. Oh Allah, these never came to us. But remember, on the Day of Judgment, like Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Yasin, what we just read today, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what we will do, we will actually seal your tongues. We will actually seal your tongues. نَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. We will seal your tongues. And your tongues will not be able to speak lies on that day. On that day you will want to say something. Allah will say, no, your tongues have said enough. Your tongues have spoken enough. Today, your hands will speak and your body will speak. أَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Today, we will be sealing your tongues. أَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُونَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And we will be conversing and talking with their hands what they did, how they rejected. أَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُونَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And اليوم نختم على أفواههم. Today we will seal your tongues. وتكلمون أيديهم. And we will talk with their hands. وتشهد أرجلهم. And their feet will bear witness to what they did. On that day we will not be able to speak what we want to say. Allah will make our bodies and our parts speak. Our eyes will speak. Our ears will speak. Our hearts and our mind and our body parts will speak. And they will say, oh Allah, he sinned in this way. And he sinned in this way. And he sinned in this way. On that day, we will no escape. Allah save us and protect us. Allah save us and protect us. May Allah be Sattar al-Uyub. May He conceal our faults. May He on the Day of Judgment not reveal our faults. May we die in the state that the kalima-i shahadat is on our tongues. And we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah says, Innaka mayyit wa innahum mayyitun. Thumma innakum yawma al-qiyamati inda rabbikum takhtasimun. Then on the Day of Judgment, you will be arguing in front of your Lord. And you will be saying that they never came to us. They never brought us the message. The angels, the sky, and the earth, and whatever is in between, will bear witness, will give witness against you, and will give witness that Allah, these are liars. Our prophets came to them. They reminded them. They told them, "Mutu qabla an tamutu." Die before your death comes unto you. Make sure al-kayyis man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The intelligent is the one who prepares for his life after death. Wal ajis man ittaba'a nafsa hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah. And the ignorant and the jahil and the ajiz is that one who follows the whims and desires of his heart, and then he has hope that Allah is gonna forgive him after he's rebelled against the laws of Allah, after he's rebelled against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Innaka mayyit. Allah says, don't worry my habib. Ma wa ma kana Muhammadun wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are but a prophet. Qad khalat min qablihi ar-rusul. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet of Allah, and before him many prophets came. Wa ma Muhammadun illa rasul qad khalat min qablihi ar-rusul afa immata aw qutilan qalabtum ala aqabikum wa man yanqalib ala aqibayhi falan yadurra Allah shay'a وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ. Allah's fixed time will come, and this time will not be put forward or put back, but it will come on its fixed time, the time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجْلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. It will come on its fixed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, Allah says, إِلَّا كِتَابًا مُعَجَّلًا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. Whosoever will wish the reward of the dunya, Allah will give them according to that. But whosoever will wish the reward of the akhirah, Allah will give him according to that. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters in Islam, death is something that me and you need to contemplate a lot upon. We all have to die one day. Majority of us know our dates of birth. We know when we were born. We have that on our passports. We have that on our identity cards. But is anybody aware of his date of death? Nobody knows when a person is going to die. This time will come. And then when that time will come, the tuhfatul mu'min al-maut. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, death is a gift for a believer. How can it be a gift if he's made preparations for his death? It can only be a gift if he welcomes that, if he appreciates that gift. Tuhfatul mu'min, the gift of a believer, will be death, because that will be the means of him meeting with his Lord. This will be the means of him meeting with his Rabb. This will be a means of him going into his bliss and going and getting all the luxuries of Akhirah. This will be the means until he does not taste death. He will not be able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuhfatul mu'min al-maut. But if he hasn't made preparations, if he hasn't done that, then when the malaikatul maut, when the malikul maut will come, he will fear them. He will see them in a terrified way. And malikul maut will come, and he will pull his soul out. He will pull his soul out, and he will stretch it, and he will pull it out, and he will be in extreme pain. He will be in extreme pain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his good servants an easy death, a death of easiness. We generally will see that those that are pious, Allah grants them some illness before they pass away. Why does Allah do that? Our ulama, muhaddiseen and mufassireen mention, Allah wants to elevate their status, subhanallah. Allah wants them to reach the status which Allah promised them. Allah says, I am going to give you this lofty status. The Sahada angel, Malikul Maut, will say, oh Allah, I am going to take the soul out of this servant of yours in the next few days. But I see that he hasn't reached that status yet. He hasn't reached that status yet. How can he reach that status? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alam. Allah will say, I am alim, I am khabir. Allah will give that person some illness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him illness. And then upon that illness, that person will do sabr. Maybe Allah will give him cancer. Maybe Allah will give him something of some nature. He will give him an illness. And when they will do sabr on that illness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ajr of sabr will take him to that status, subhanallah. The ajr of sabr will take him to that status. And when Malikul Maut will come and take his soul out, at that time he will realize, oh, this person has reached the stage which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for him, subhanallah. The good people, when they will die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their souls out very easily. Allah will grant them. May Allah grant us, Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. May Allah grant us an easy death, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shahada on our deathbeds, Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. But my brothers, we have to contemplate on death. Don't think that we're going to live forever. This is the mentality of Fir'aun. Fir'aun had this mentality that he's going to live forever. He thought he was going to stay forever. But he knew when the time came, when the time came of his death, and when he was drowning, at that time, he says, I believe in the Lord of the Banu Israel. I believe in the Rabb of Musa and Harun. At that time, it was too late. It was too late. Allah says, Al-an, وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلْ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Today, you want to repent now. The doors of Tawbah are closed for you, Fir'aun. It's too late. My Nabi came to you. He came with a message. You rejected his message. Now there is adab. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. فَالْيَوْمَ, today we are going to preserve your body. We are going to make sure your body becomes a lesson for the people that come after you. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Allah has reserved his body, and then when he died on the sea, said, we don't want you. The sea threw him out. You are najis, you are napak, you are filth. I don't want you in me. When his body was out, you know, people couldn't believe that Fir'aun was dead. They said that, is he really dead? Musa said, he's dead. Look, he's drowned. Allah has given him death. He says, we don't believe it. Allah put his body out in that way. And when they saw his body, his followers wanted to bury him. And when they went to bury him, what does the earth do? The earth opens and throws him out, subhanAllah. The earth opens and throws him out. I don't want you in me. You are najis. You are napak. I don't want you in me. And then Allah says, like we know from the Quranic verse, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are going to keep your body as a lesson for the people that come after you. If they make the claim that they are Rabb and they are the Lord, then see what happens to those kind of people. Allah save us and protect us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah save us and protect us. Death is an inevitable fact. It's going to happen to everybody. It's going to happen to every soul that is going to come onto the face of this earth, from Adam alayhi salam until the last soul which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring on the face of this earth. Every soul will taste death. Every soul will taste death. But why is it that Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Fatima, Zainab is not making preparations for death? Al-Qayyis Mandana Nafsa, the intelligent one is the one who controls his desires, who controls his nafs. Wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, and he prepares for that which is after death, the life of the hereafter. Wal ajiz man ittaba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah, and the ignorant and the jahil and the ajiz is he who says, who follows the whims and desires of his nafs, and then he has hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the true tawfiq. Rasulullah says, mutu qabla an tamutu, die before death comes onto you. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu, take accounts of yourself before the day of accounts comes onto you. Allahu Akbar. Take accounts of yourself before the day of accounts comes onto you. This is the anitabat, and this is something we all have to realize. Death is going to come to us. Sun le, tujhe marna hai ek din zarur hai. Tujhe marna ek din zarur hai. Kar le, jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le, jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do what you want. But remember, at the end of the day, you are going to die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you. Once, Jibreel Amin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith. Imam Bukhari, rahimahumullah, has mentioned this, is one of his other books, not Bukhari. Atani Jibra'il, wa qala li, atani Jibra'il, wa qala li, ya Muhammad, atani Jibra'il, wa qala li, ya Muhammad. Jibra'il came to me, and he said, oh Muhammad, ish ma shi'ta, fa innaka mayyit, عش ما شئت فإنك ميت. Live for as long as you want, but remember, you're gonna die one day. Remember, you're gonna die one day. This message was from Allah directly through the medium of Jibreel Amin to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this message was not only for Muhammad, but it was also for me and you, subhanallah. It was also for the rest of mankind to come. Ish, live for as long as you want. Remember, you're gonna die one day. Remember, you're gonna die one day. Ish ma shit. فإنك ميت وأحبب من وأعمل ما شئت وأحبب من شئت فإنك مفارقه وأحبب من شئت فإنك مفارقه. And love and befriend whosoever you wish, but remember, you're gonna separate from them that day. This is why maut, it will make an announcement. أنا الموت الذي أفرق بين الأبناء والآباء. I am that very death which will separate the fathers from the sons. أنا الموت الذي أفرق بين البنات والأمهات. I am that very death which will separate between the mothers and the daughters. أنا الموت الذي أفرق بين الحبيب والمحبوب. I am that very death which will separate between the loved and the beloved. أنا الموت الذي أفرق بين كل حبيب. I am that very death which will separate every single person in between his lover. Death will come unto everybody. أنا الموت الذي أنا الموت الذي أنا الموت الذي. I am that very death which will أخرب البيوت أخرب البيوت. I am that very death which will haunt the houses, which will haunt the houses. أنا الموت الذي أعمر القبور. I am that very death which will inhabit the قبرستان. We had 10 graves last year. Today we will have 20 graves. It will be more. It will not go less. The graves will increase. قبرستان will have more people lying in there. أنا الموت الذي أخرب البيوت والديار. I am that very death which will be the one which will haunt all the houses. This death will come. I will come. It says, أنا الموت, that I am death. It is necessary. Every single one will taste me, Allahu Akbar. Every single one will taste me. How can we and you not contemplate on death? My Habib is saying, أكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات الموت. Remember in abundance that which crushes your desires. هادم اللذات وفي رواية هادم اللذات. Whether you say هادم or هادم, it means the one that crushes our desire. If we are saying that we are going to drink alcohol, we're going to take drugs, we're going to go and fornicate, we're going to do zina, we're going to do this, at that time, just imagine death. If death was to come at that moment in time, you would die as a kafir. Allah save you. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al mu'min لا يشرب الشارب حين يشرب وهو مؤمن ولا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. Hadith of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, that when a person he fornicates at the time of fornication, in another riwayah it says his iman is lifted, it hangs on the top of his head like a bird on the top of his head, it is flying and fluttering around there. And then when that person He does the sin of fornication. He does the sin of adultery and alcoholism and drinking. And then the iman, he comes back to his senses. Iman will be put back into him. But at that moment in time, when he is committing that sin, iman is taken out. Just imagine if we are watching a movie and we are watching nudity. And at that time, this is zina of the eyes. Zina al-ayn. This is zina of our eyes. When we are watching somebody, then that time, our imans will taken out. And just imagine, we have heard, haven't we, many a people have been dead, have been taken their souls whilst they were watching the box. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. People were fornicated, were alcohol, they were in the intoxicated and in the state of intoxication whilst they were drunkards. Their life has been taken away. They have gone without iman. People, when they do zina, when they are in the state of fornication, when they are in the state of intoxication, iman is taken out. Hadith says, it is flocking on the top of the head. Allah save us and protect us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Just imagine, my brothers and sisters. Just imagine. Mort, death is gonna come to every soul. Every one of us has to contemplate on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akthiru dhikra hadimil ladhat al maut. Remember in abundance the thing that is going to crush our desires, the thing that is going to crush all our carnal desires. We want to fulfill our lust and desire, but just at that time think, what if I die? What if I die in this state? What's going to happen to me? Allahu Akbar. Just the thought should take us away from that sin. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Remember in abundance the one that crushes your desires. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us many a guidance in regards to preparations for death. In the next few minutes, inshallah, I don't want to take much of your time. Half an hour is up. I know people have to go work tomorrow. Inshallah, maybe we will continue this topic tomorrow, inshallah. But just as conclusion, I just want to mention some couplets that at this moment in time, Allah is giving me the tawfiq to mention to you in Arabic. Subhanallah, bismillah, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. These couplets have been mentioned in regards to death, in regards to our, you know, contemplating on that the dunya is going to be finished and perished. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا فَنَا إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا فَنَا لَيْسَ لِلدُّنْيَا ثُبُوتٍ إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا كَبَحْرٍ يَحْتَوِي سَمَكًا وَحُوتٍ إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا فَنَا لَيْسَ لِلدُّنْيَا ثُبُوتٍ إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا كَبَحْرٍ يَحْتَوِي سَمَكًا وَحُوتٍ. This world is going to be perished. It's fani. It's going to come to an end. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا فَنَا لَيْسَ لِلدُّنْيَا ثُبُوتٍ. This world is not going to stay forever. It's not come to stay forever. That is why we call it dunya fani, because it's going to be finished one day. لَيْسَ لِلدُّنْيَا ثُبُوتٍ إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا كَبَحْرٍ. This world is like the ocean and the sea, wherein fishes are swimming. The fish that swim in the sea, yeah? That the fishes, they live in there and they die in there. They live in there and they die in there. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا كَبَحْرٍ يَحْتَوِي سَمَكًا وَهُوتٍ وَلَقَدْ يَكْفِيكَ مِنْهَا أَيُّهَا الطَّالِبُ قُوتٍ وَلَقَدْ يَكْفِيكَ مِنْهَا أَيُّهَا الطَّالِبُ قُوتٍ. It should be sufficient for you that you get your daily bread. Or the seeker of leisures, whatever you have on a daily basis, that should be sufficient. Why are you trying to accumulate more and more and more? Because at the end of the day, you will die, but that will never finish. And you're not going to take that with you in the grave. The only thing that's going to fill your stomach is the mutti of the grave. The only thing that's going to fill your stomach is the soil of the grave. وَلَقَدْ يَكْفِيكَ مِنْهَا أَيُّهَا الطَّالِبُ قُوتٍ وَلَعَمْرِي عَنْ قَلِيلٍ كُلُّ مَنْ فِيهَا يَمُوتٍ. An age and your life is very short. Life is very short. وَلَا عَمْرِي أَنْ قَلِيلٍ كُلُّ مَنْ فِيهَا يَمُوتٍ. Every person is going to die on the face of this earth. وَلَا عَمْرِي أَنْ قَلِيلٍ كُلُّ مَنْ فِيهَا يَمُوتٍ. فَاغْتَنِمْ 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 وَقْتَكَ فِيهَا فَاغْتَنِمْ وَقْتَكَ فِيهَا قَبْلَ فِي قَبْلَ فَاغْتَنِمْ وَقْتَكَ فِيهَا قَبْلَ فِيهَا أَنْ يَفُوتْ. وقت تن treasure and value your time. فَغْتَنِمْ وَقْتَكَ فِيهَا. Treasure and value the time which Allah has given you in this world before this time goes away, before this time is finished. وَلَا عَمْرِي أَنْ قَلِيلٍ كُلُّ مَنْ فِيهَا يَمُوتَ. وَلَا فَغْتَنِمْ وَقْتَكَ فِيهَا قَبْلَ فِيهَا أَنْ وَلَا عَمْرِي أَنْ قَلِيلٍ كُلُّ مَنْ فِيهَا يَمُوتَ. And your life is gonna come to an end one day, and value the time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, because that is also gonna come to an end. And if you wanna, then in this life, make sure that what you say is you say what is haq and what is the truth. Do not speak any vulgar language from your tongues. Allahu Akbar, the ash'ar of Khwaja Majzub alayhi rahma, Khwaja Majzub alayhi rahma, come to our mind. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne fir tujhko majnu banaya. تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا، جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنوں بنایا، بڑھاپے نے آ کر پھر کیا کیا ستایا، بڑھاپے نے آ کر پھر کیا کیا ستایا، اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا، جگا جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. What great words from خواجہ مجذوب علیہ الرحمہ. تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا. When you are a young child, you weren't worried about your daily bread. You were just given food on your plate, on your bakery. You weren't worried about where am I going to get the food from. That was the responsibility of your parents and your guardians. Yeah? تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا، جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا. And then when you became a young man, when you became young, then your youth overpowered you and you had this mentality, I am it. I am something. I am going to live forever. Nobody can say anything to me. I am this. I am that. And then your youth took you to a next level. And then you forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jawani ne fir tujhko majnu banaya. And your youth made you insane. Youth made you insane. Aur fir jawani ne tujhko majnu banaya. Burhape ne aakar fir kya kya sataya. And when old age came, all illnesses came with that. Blood sugar, diabetes, this and that and the other. When your old age came, then you were afflicted with many illnesses. And then you couldn't do what you could do when you were young. Burhape نے آ کر پھر کیا کیا ستایا، اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا، death will come, I'll perish you and take you away. جگا جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے. This is not a place where we attach our hearts to the dunya. حب الدنیا رأس كل خطيئة. The love of the world is the root of all evil. The love of the world is the root of all evil. We should take out the love of the dunya from our hearts. Yeah, we should take out the love of the dunya from our hearts. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. This is a place we need to take lessons. This is not a playground that we can play as much as we want. We can do how we like and we can do how we like and where we like. No, my brothers and sisters, let us contemplate on death and let us make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me and you the tawfiq to prepare for our death before death comes unto us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyy al-Kareem. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyy al-Kareem. Fajazakumullahu khayran. Ahsan al-jaza fi al-darain. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.